Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
When you're down and troubled and you need a helping hand.
That's Sweet Baby James bringing this back.
And nothing. Nothing.
17 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Doesn't get any better than that, my friends. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Rick Maurer is our guest. Rick is the author of Why Don't You Want What I Want? Also, Beyond the Wall of Resistance. A second edition, is at least one of those is out. And Rick is our change expert. And we're talking about civility, though, today. We're talking about what's gotten into us. Why are we having so much trouble being civil with one another? And is it going in the wrong direction? Rick, thanks again for being here. I offered this the idea when we went to the break about what I've been noticing. Long before I really attributed to civility, I started noticing a loss of intellectual honesty. And what do you think about that? Have you noticed that?
I have. I'm curious about how you're using the phrase, honestly. When you said it before the break, I thought, oh. So I'd love to hear what you mean by it. My hunch is that I'm nodding my head right now. I'm just not sure that you're defining it quite the same way.
You and I don't agree on everything in our worlds. And yet I consider you to be a good friend, and we are very productive on our show. And we've even had conversations where we disagreed with each other, but because I didn't require you to think like I think in order to be my friend, that was and you the same way. We both were dealing with each other in an intellectually honest way. Intellectual honesty means I allow for and am prepared to be tolerant of what you think, even though I might disagree with it. And as you said this earlier, you said, "Hey, you know, maybe I'll learn something from him."
Yep.
That's intellectual honesty. What do you think?
I agree with you. I also think as part of that is that we also learn we probably shouldn't go down that road. Not that either of us is going to insult the other or do anything, but it's just, I can think of, let me not use you and me, Jim, but, you know, some friends of mine that we just don't talk about certain subjects. And I think we have respect for the other person, but we know that it's not going to get uncivil, but it's going to get kind of dig in our heels a little too much and isn't going to serve anything. And that's very different than we have to work together on a committee, and we better come to terms with, do we want to build the park over here, over there, or whatever, you know, might be a bad example.
I have a friend that I've known for over 40 years. And when we first knew each other, we were very, very much alike on just about every level. Well, over the years, he's changed a lot. He's gone completely the other way, so to speak, from where we were. And we're still friends, but now when we talk about things, he gets real emotional and upset.
Yeah.
Even though I haven't changed, he has. You know, and I say I haven't changed. I haven't, but that's kind of sad. To me, here would be a good example of intellectual honesty at its extreme. You and I decide to have a conversation about politics, let's say. And I say, hey, let's do something for fun. How about today I take your side and you take my side? And we both try to argue whatever is we can find to be good about your argument and my argument. There are no arguments that are 100% bad or 100% good. What do you think?
First of all, I agree with you. And I really like that exercise. In fact, I'll do it because I work with Resistance to Change. I'll
right.
ask my clients privately, okay, so I want you to play Jim for a minute, and it'll just be you and me. And I'm going to ask you some questions, and you're going to be Jim. And it's really hard, but it's really eye-opening that suddenly you start – what quite often happens is when we do it, and I'll speak for myself personally, I start to see the humanity in the other person mm-hmm. rather than just the position I was disagreeing with.
Well, and the thing where we have gotten to in America, and this it's gotten into the workplace today, is that it's not enough for me to have my strong opinions, but I not only have my strong opinions, but I expect those opinions to be dominant, not
yes.
contribute to an outcome. Where yours would do the same thing, and we come up with something that neither one of us love, but we can like it and still have Thanksgiving dinner together. That's where I think we are right now. I mean, I've lost, as I told you off the air, I've lost a handful of friends over the
yeah.
politics of the last decade.
Yeah,
and they just left. I mean, I didn't leave them. They left me for no other reason other than that they thought they knew how I felt.
Yeah.
And they really didn't. No, but
yeah.
Thank God. That's only a small handful. But when we do this, when we come back after the break, you're going to tell us a story, right?
I am. Yes.
You got a story that help us bring this along, folks.
I hope. I hope. Yeah.
And by the way, folks, I know when he said you be Jim, I know that gave you all a shudder. The idea of getting inside my head would be just way too scary. I need your website.
It's too early in the morning. I apologize to your listeners.
Rick Maurer, ladies and gentlemen, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.